We are now about to commence on this most auspicious offering of worship to Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the form of Sri Govardhan Parikrama. Just behind you is the temple of Mukharavinda. It is the mouth of Govardhan. We know that Govardhan has taken the form like a peacock, and Mukharavinda is his mouth. So this is the very auspicious place to make our offerings to Govardhan him. Today, according to the local calendar of the Brijabasis, is the day of Govardhan Puja. So on behalf of all the devotees, Srinivanda Prabhu and myself will bathe the Govardhan Shila of Mukharavinda. Then everyone will begin the parikrama according to the advice of Sri Rupa Goswami by taking bath in Manasi Ganga, this beautiful lake. We will sprinkle 3 drops of water off our obeisances and take ashram. Then we will proceed to the temple of Haridev, where we will make our auspicious beginnings for the Govardhan Parikrama. Thank you very much. This most auspicious occasion, when the residents of Vrindavan are celebrating Sri Govardhan Puja, we are about to commence our worship of Sri Giriraj by offering our body, minds, and words during this Govardhan Parikrama. Mahajanayena Gata Sapanta. The real path of perfection is to follow in the footsteps of the great souls. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Vrindavan, he performed this Govardhan Parikrama. He saw that every single stone of Govardhan Hill was non-different than the very body of Lord Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was following in the footsteps of the previous great acharyas. We read how when Krishna appeared, it was his order to the Brijabasis at the time when the Indra Puj was supposed to be observed that the residents of Vrindavan should worship Govardhan Hill. And a very important part of that worship is all the gopas and the gopis, they circumambulated the Govardhan Hill. And in this way, greatly, greatly pleased Lord Sri Krishna. Later on, Madhavendra Puri, he performed the Govardhan Puja, Parikrama, Ishwara Puri, Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu. They all, with great, great devotion, circumambulated Sri Govardhan. The 6 Goswamis, they considered this Govardhan Parikrama such a very, very integral part of their bhajan. Raghunath Das Goswami resided near Radha Kund at Govardhan Hill. Sanatan Goswami, when he was living here at Manasaganga at Chakaleshwar Mahadev Temple, he would do the Govardhan Parikrama every single day, even in his very old age. And we read in our Vaishnava scriptures, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, they performed the Govardhan Parikrama. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he also resided near Govardhan Hill. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Bhakti Vinod, they had homes near Govardhan Hill, and they would regularly do the Govardhan Parikrama. And our own beloved spiritual master and founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he was performing his last pastimes of disappearing from this world, just days before his departure, when his body was in such a condition of old age and crippled, he could not even walk. He had to be carried wherever he was going. His body was nothing but bones and skin. Immersed in the ecstasy of love and separation of Radha and Krishna, Srila Prabhupada's last desire was he wanted the devotees to take him on parikrama of Govardhan. And in this way he established the very, very, very important and sacred nature of this worship. After Srila Prabhupada left this world, in honor of his desire, just a few days later, the devotees took his murti on parikrama of Govardhan Hill. So today we are literally following in the footsteps. The dust of Govardhan Hill that we walk upon, around it is not only the sanctified dust of Braja, but it is decorated with the dust of the lotus feet of all of these great incarnations and acharyas. It is said that in Vrindavan, there are three items that are especially powerful to purify the heart. The dust of Braja, the river Jamuna, and Govardhan Hill. In our Shastras, the origin of Govardhan is explained. In the highest of all the Vaikuntha lokas, Krishna loka, there is the neighborhood called Goloka Vrindavan. There, Radha and Krishna, with their eternal associates, are eternally enjoying pleasurable pastimes. Garga Samhita explains how from Krishna's heart sprung his infinite love for Srimati Radharani in the form of Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is thus one of the most pleasing and important places in Goloka Vrindavan to assist the loving pastimes of Radha, Krishna, and the devotees. When it came for time for Krishna to descend into this universe, Srimati Radharani told Lord Krishna that I will be very unhappy to enter into the material world unless the Jamuna and Govardhan are also there to assist our pastimes. Krishna explained that Jamuna and Govardhan have already descended into this world. That king of mountains, Giriraj, descended in the Himalayas as the son of Dronachala. When Govardhan took birth, all the mountains, understanding their good fortune, that the very playground of Lord Krishna has appeared amongst them, they worshipped Govardhan here. And the demigods showered flowers upon Giriraj. One day, Pulastya Muni was traveling and he came upon Govardhan Hill. He requested of Giriraj's father, Dronachala, that in my place of bhajan, Varanasi, there are no mountains, but this Govardhan is such beautiful mountain. I desire that I can take Govardhan to Varanasi to do my worship. So with a very heavy heart of imminent separation, Dronachala gave his permission. But Govardhan made a condition that I will go with you, but anywhere that you place me to the ground, I will not move from that place. So Pulastya Muni began his journey. By his mystic powers, he was able to carry Govardhan, and by Govardhan's blessings. But Govardhan came to this world only to assist Krishna in his divine pastimes in Vrindavan. So therefore, as Pulastya Muni was passing by Vajbhumi, by the will of the super soul within his heart, he had an unbearable urge to respond to the calls of nature. Thus, he had to place Govardhan down, and he performed his duties. He washed his hands. Then he went to lift Govardhan, but she would not move. He would not move. So he tried with all of his strength, but Govardhan would not move. He became very upset, and he cursed Govardhan that every day you will reduce in size the length of a mustard seed. This took place in Satya Yuga. At that time, Govardhan Hill was miles and miles high. But actually, Govardhan was very happy to receive this curse as a blessing. Because for Krishna to perform his pastimes on such an immense mountain with snow-capped peaks in the clouds would have not been very pleasing. So he very graciously reduced his size so that at the time of Lord Krishna, Govardhan Hill at places was about 2 miles high. And now at its highest point, it is about 80 feet tall. Our Goswamis explain that the internal reason why Govardhan is reducing in size is due to its feelings of separation from Krishna. Srimati Radharani herself, she is the Lord's Tadini Shakti, the supreme most reservoir of all devotion. She has declared Govardhan Hill with the name Haridas Varya, which means he is the best of all devotees of Krishna. Yudhisthira Maharaj is known as Haridas. Uddhav is known as Haridas. But only Govardhan is known as Haridas Varya. Why? Because Sri Giriraj pleases Krishna the most by giving pleasure to his devotees, the cows, the cowherd boys. Thus, we can understand from Srimati Radharani's own words that the best devotee is that devotee who gives their very life to serve
the servants of the Lord.
Govardhan exhibits the asta-sattika vichar, which means the ecstatic symptoms of love of Krishna to such an unlimited degree. Three prominent symptoms of ecstatic love are the standing of the hairs on end of the body, unlimited tears flowing from the eyes, and perspiration. So we will examine how Giriraj is exhibiting these symptoms of ecstasy. The standing of hairs on his body are the beautiful, beautiful fresh green grasses that cover Sri Giriraj. And those grasses have four very, very wonderful qualities. One is Sugandha, is unlimitedly fragrant. Each blade of grass has such ambrosial, intoxicating fragrance. And there are hundreds and hundreds of millions of such blades of grass, each emanating such a fragrance. To give pleasure to Krishna, Balaram, Gopa Gopis, and especially to the cows. Also, another quality is Sukomo, which means they are very, very soft, each blade of grass. Each blade of grass, Govardhan is personally orchestrating in such a way that they are so, so very, very soft, so that they give ultimate pleasure to the lotus feet of the gopas and gopis and the hooves of the cows. And when the cows eat this grass, not only is it very, very nectarine in flavor and fragrance, but very soft, so they never cut or cause any inconvenience to the mouths of the cows. Pushti Vardhana, that the grass of Govardhan is very, very nutritious. When the cows eat this grass, they never get tired, they never get hungry or thirsty, and they can never catch any type of disease. And Dugdha Sambhak, the fourth quality of the grass of Govardhan, is that by eating these grasses, Krishna's cows produce the best milk. This milk is like ambrosia. And Srimati Radharani, Yashodamayi, and the gopis, they use this milk, which is produced from the grass of Govardhan Hill, to make unlimited preparations for Sri Krishna and Balaram for his pleasure. The grass of Govardhan Hill is always watered, not by ordinary rain, but because the cows are so satisfied eating this grass that milk is constantly, profusely flowing from their milk bags. The grasses of Govardhan Hill are watered by the milk of the cows, Surabhi cows. And even the demigods in heaven, they bring their horses down to Govardhan Hill to eat the grasses. And the sun god, being so pleased, he gives his most nourishing and special sun rays to help grow the grasses of Govardhan. The tears of Sri Giriraj manifest as the innumerable waterfalls, rivers, lakes, and ponds. At the time of Lord Krishna, and if we have the eyes to see, we can witness now that as the little rivers of Govardhan are flowing on rocks of gold, And those golden rocks are decorated with jewels like emeralds and diamonds and rubies. And to see the beautiful form of the crystalline clear waters of Govardhan, his tears cascading down these rocks, is the most beautiful of all sights to see. The waters of Govardhan are the liquid praying coming from his heart. And as Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends bathe in these lakes, Sri Govardhan has the opportunity to embrace them each and every day. The waters of Govardhan are so sweet and nectarine because they are the offering of his love, that when Krishna and the gopas, and when they drink that water after feeding the cows, they become so intoxicated that they roll in the grass in ecstasy and chant and dance. The perspiration of Govardhan is the morning dew that covers her, to give very, very cooling, refreshing pleasure to Sri Krishna and Balaram and the cows as they are herding. The stones of Govardhan. During the winter, they become very comfortably warm. And during the summer, they are cool and refreshing. The gopis, sometimes they feel great distress in their hearts that Krishna is traversing on Govardhan Hill, and through the pastures of Vrindavan, his feet are so very, very soft. What will happen if he steps on a hard stone or a rock? What to speak of a thorn? However, Giriraj makes it so that his rocks, as soon as Krishna or any of his friends or cows step on the rocks melt in ecstasy and become so soft like liquid. In fact, in many places at Govardhan Hill, like Shamvan, you can actually see the footprints of Krishna, the footprints of his cows, the print of his flute or his stick. When Krishna steps on a thorn, Giriraj arranges that that thorn becomes as soft as a flower petal. And when he steps on the jagged stones, they become soft as very, very tender lotus flowers. Sri Giriraj is eternally offering his puja in every possible way for the pleasure of the Lord and especially for the pleasure of his devotees. And Giriraj is also extremely compassionate to all living beings. He manifests that compassion by facilitating such wonderful, wonderful pastimes for Krishna to enjoy, that great Vaishnavas will glorify those pastimes throughout the world and thus liberate and ultimately give pure love of God to living entities throughout the world. Today, we are so fortunate. We are gathered together here at the Temple of Haridev on the banks of Manasaganga. I would like to briefly explain something about Manasaganga. It is described in our scriptures how there was a demon whose name was Pramilasura. He approached Vasishtha Muni, after he already defeated all the demigods, because he wanted Vasishtha Muni's Kamadhenu cow. That cow was providing as much ghee, as much milk, and practically anything that Vasishtha Muni desired, that cow could produce. This demon named Pramila wanted that cow. By his mystic powers, he disguised himself as a Brahmin and approached Vasishtha Muni and said, "I am a Brahmin, I am begging charity of you, give me this cow." But Vasishtha Muni was then doing Maunavrat. He was not speaking. So his cow, named Nandini, she spoke. She said, "I am the cow of Vasishtha Muni, and you are a demon. And you have tried to deceive us by taking the form of a Brahmin. Therefore, I curse you that you will become a female calf."
Hare Krishna.
He was very much embarrassed by this. So he begged Vasishtha Muni and begged Nandini, "Please, please, please, don't make me become a female calf." And they gave him benediction. "But you will be female calf. But in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna will liberate you." So he became Vatsasura. When Krishna, Balaramji, and Gopas were playing with cows in the pastures of Vrindavan, they would have so many wonderful leelas. One day, Vatsasura, in the form of a little female calf, came specifically to kill Krishna and Balarama. Now, all the other calves and cowherd boys thought that this little calf was just one of them. But Krishna told Balaramji, "You see this beautiful little calf? It is a demon who has come to kill us. But you watch and see what I will do." Krishna picked up that calf by his legs and whirled him around and threw him to the ground. And Vatsasura was dead. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki! Gopa said that you are Gopal. That means one who protects cows. You have performed the great sin of killing a cow. Therefore, we do not want to play with you, unless you atone for your offense by bathing in the river Ganges. So Krishna, he was thinking that all the holy places reside in Vrindavan. There is no need to go anywhere else to visit any other holy place when you are in Vrindavan. So Krishna called for Mother Ganga to come. And Mother Ganga came and filled up this beautiful kund called Manasi Ganga. Soon after that, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, and the elderly Vrijavasis, they were listening to some Brahmins speaking a wonderful story of the glory of the Ganges. In this story, Garudaji, he captured a serpent and was flying with that serpent and happened to fly over the Ganges. And some little water from the Ganges happened to sprinkle on that serpent. Immediately, the serpent took a four-handed form of an eternal resident of Vaikuntha. Then Garuda took that beautiful Vaikuntha Vasi and put him on his back and took him right to Vaikuntha. So Nanda Maharaj, he said, "We must go to the Ganges. We must go to bathe in the Ganges." So they started packing up their bullock carts for a Ganga. Krishna came and asked, "What are you doing? Where are you going?" "We are going for a pilgrimage to the Ganges." He said, there's no need to go anywhere because the Ganges is here in Vrindavan. It is at Govardhan Hill, Manasa Ganga. So he explained the story to them. So Krishna brought Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men here. And when they came, they saw the beautiful personified Mother Ganges sitting on her crocodile, giving darshan to them, just to give proper evidence that, yes, the Ganges is here. But because this Ganges is in Brajbhumi, it is 1,000 times more purifying than bathing in the Ganges anywhere else. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Dinabandhu Prabhu, by his blessings, he has encouraged all of you to sprinkle that water on the top of your head. I must be such a very, very envious snake that nothing happened. I'm sure something must be happening. The Goswami's literature, the Gopal Champu, describes one of the many wonderful pastimes that took place at Manasa Ganga. There, Krishna would take the role of a boatman. One night, actually, the day that the Brijavasis witnessed that this was the holy Ganges, happened to be Diwali, and they all lit lamps all around Manasa Ganga. So last night they celebrated that festival. So Krishna, for the pleasure of his devotees, would perform innumerable pastimes at Manasi Ganga. One night, it was getting kind of late, Srimati Radharani and her gopis, they needed to cross this lake. At that time, Manasi Ganga was very, very big. But there was no boatman, except one, who was Krishna, dressed up as boatman. And he had an old boat. And they said, please take us across Manasi Ganga. So they had some debate over the cost. And then Krishna said, yes, I will take you. You come on the boat. He had an old boat. And they said, please take us across Manasi Ganga. So they had some debate over the cost. And then Krishna said, yes, I will take you. You come on the boat. So he started to row. When they were in the middle of the lake, Krishna said, in the role of a boatman, I'm so hungry, I have no strength. And you have these big, big pots of yogurt and butter and ghee, let me have. So he started eating practically all the yogurt, all the butter, all the ghee. And then he started to row again. He rowed a little further. He said, my limbs are very, very sore. You have to massage my legs and my arms. Otherwise, I will not be able to take you any further. So gopis began to massage his legs and arms. Oh, Mr. Boatman, please take us. It's getting late. He continued on for some time. He stopped the boat. He said that there's too much weight. This boat is beginning to sink. You're going to have to throw all your pots out, and you're going to have to throw all your jewelry out. So they threw all their pots out, and they even took off their jewelry and threw it in Manasi Ganga. Krishna said, it's still too heavy. You're going to have to throw all your clothes into the Manasi Ganga. The gopi said, Mr. Boatman, we are going to throw you in Manasi Ganga. Yeah. And he rode on for some time. It became, by his great potencies, very dark clouds came in the sky, and there was thunder and lightning. And meanwhile, he started rocking the boat, and the waves got big, and water was coming in the boat, and it appeared that at any moment they were going to sink. At that time, the Vrijabasis were in great fear, and Srimati Radharani, she put her arms around the boatman and said, "Oh, boatman, boatman, please save us." And when she did this, she understood that in his clothes there was a flute. And then he realized, they all realized, that Shamsundar has appeared in this wonderful way. And then throughout the whole night, they performed beautiful boat pastimes in Manasi Ganga. One day, the Braja Gopis were sitting on the banks of Manasi Ganga. They were feeling very intense pangs of separation from Sri Krishna. At that time, the Lord appeared to them as a beautiful little seven-year-old boy lifting Govardhan Hill. Haridev. And they worshipped Haridev here on the banks of Manasi Ganga. And thus, Vajranab, he installed that very same deity of Haridev on the banks of Manasi Ganga 5,000 years ago. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan at Govardhan Hill, he personally entered into the temple of Haridev and with great loving ecstasy took the darshan of Sri Haridev and danced and sang in kirtan for many, many hours and hours and hours. And the people of Govardhan, in great astonishment, filled with love of the Lord in their hearts, were able to witness the beautiful golden form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu performing his dance of divine ecstasy in this temple while chanting the holy name. It is recommended in the Shastras that the ideal method of performing Govardhan Puja, Parikrama, is to come and take the blessings and darshan of Haridev and then begin. Today we have this very wonderful opportunity. As it has been spoken, every stone of Govardhan is none different than the body of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wore one around his neck. And he actually saw the body of Krishna in that Govardhan sheath. It was always moistened by the tears of his love. So we should never put our feet on top of Govardhan. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's standard when he came here. And all Gaudiya Vaishnavas following in his footsteps will very carefully avoid placing our foot on top of any stone from Govardhan. And also, no devotees should take any stones of Govardhan, either for worship or for souvenirs. Because unless one gets the very heartfelt blessings of the spiritual master and performs various types of very, very sacred puja, it is considered an offense to take Govardhan Shila outside of Braj Bhumi. So we should be respect. Not only is Govardhan Haridas Varya the greatest of all devotees of Krishna, but Krishna himself at the time of the Govardhan Puja entered into Govardhan. It is the most spectacular deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he accepts our worship by very lovingly allowing us to circumambulate him. As we're circumambulating, do not speak anything but Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan, and various words to inspire better service to the devotees of the Lord. The greatest service we can do for Govardhan Hill is to follow in his footsteps. He's the greatest devotee because he's always giving pleasure and protection to the Lord's dear servants. Go means cow, Varada means to protect or to give pleasure. So by giving pleasure to the devotees, by protecting the Krishna consciousness of the devotees, that is the greatest worship of Sri Giriraj. Thank you very much. Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki. We have a very special benediction. We have two great personalities who have joined us today. His Holiness Narasingha Maharaj and His Holiness Vedavyas Priya Maharaj. Could you both stand up, please? We are both very, very, very senior and dedicated disciples of Srila Prabhupada, sacrificing their lives to preach this message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. We are very grateful that you have come today. Everyone, let us very enthusiastically greet them to our yatra.